This is Alan Karpik on our Saturday chat with Tom Deanhart, and we're going to talk Purdue defensive backs, pick two safeties and two corners. We'll probably take a little bit of license with that, I would guess, but Tom Deanhart joins me. I want to thank our sponsors, and that, of course, is Purdue Federal Credit Union, Follett's, also 6th Street Dive, East End Grill, both open and for service, and I think they're about 75% capacity right now. First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, Home Field Apparel, and all the folks, Arnie's, Bruno's, Whitaker Inn, all still doing carryout in restaurants in the Lafayette area, Smee's Place, north side of Indianapolis as well. And things starting to get a little bit back to normal from that standpoint, which is a good thing. Tom, I'm going to get, we're going to talk defensive backs today. Last week it was half or full path running backs. Let's talk about that. And let's, you always get the first pick. And that's the good thing about Zoom. I'm sitting on my back porch and I've got the trash guys picking stuff up, but hopefully you can hear me well. But your pick, and I'm going to guess who you pick here, but this is an interesting, there's not a whole lot of suspense I get, but I know who I'm going to have as my second pick. So fire away.
Yeah, this is, it's always fun seeing you, Alan. You know that. I love talking to you about all things Purdue, among other subjects. As you noted, picking D-backs this week, we're going to pick two corners, two safeties, and like you said, no real suspense. I'm going to go with a guy who got to campus the same fall I did, the fall of 1983, kid from Fort Wayne, Schneider, Indiana, Rod Woodson. Arrived with about as glossy a resume as any Purdue recruit ever has, I would imagine, Alan. I mean, Parade All-American, you name it. Woodson got the accolade in high school. I knew a lot of guys who played for Lafayette, Jeff, and they played Woodson two times, and both teams got knocked out. Very good Lafayette, Jeff teams, Doug Downing, Tom Kriebel, Noddy Weaver. And those guys told me in college that Woodson was a man among boys. I'll never forget that phrase they used. They go, man among boys.
Yeah.
And Rod Woodson got to Purdue, and I was sitting way up high in the north end zone. Purdue played Notre Dame in the opener that year with Greg Bell, and they ran all over Purdue and crushed him. But Woodson was on the field that day, Alan. He never left the field as a safety that year. He was a safety early on. I think maybe in 85 or 86, he transitioned to cornerback. Course, probably should have won the first Jim Thorpe Award. I never forget, he didn't win it. Lost to a guy from Baylor. But again, Rod Woodson, boy, you know, we all know about his Purdue career, the IU game in 86, the All-American honors, the first round draft choice. You know, you can go on and on with Woodson. We could spend a whole podcast just talking about him. But, you know, Rod Woodson, the number one D-back among this little entry we're talking about, Alan, and one of the four or five best players Purdue's ever had.
Yeah, NFL Hall of Famer, which is impressive as well. I think he went into the NFL Hall of Fame after he went in the College Football Hall of Fame, if you can believe that. But Rod Woodson, unbelievable athlete. And track guy. He could have been an Olympian in track if he'd have been a hurdler, if he'd have focused on hurdles.
I never forget, Alan. I remember working in the SID office and going to Lambert Fieldhouse for Purdue Big Ten. I think it was indoor track championships, watching Rod Woodson run against Quinn Early of Iowa.
Yeah.
The hurdles, and Woodson knocked down every hurdle. Still yeah. Won. I never forget the size of his thighs, Alan. I mean, he was like a Superman, a guy that the sports gods created on high and dropped on this earth. What a specimen.
Unbelievable guy, and obviously a pretty easy pick, I guess, because it's goes without saying. But I'm going to go to my second pick, which will be no surprise, also produce an all-time interceptions leader, and that's Stuart Schweigert, who I think might be have his birthday this weekend as well. And Stu is living in the Lafayette area. Purdue's all-time record holder with 17 interceptions. Great tackler, could run like the wind. Did get a chance to play in the NFL for several years with the Lions, and just a just a and really a guy that could make plays. He was good in run support. He was good in everything he did, and a guy also. We're going to put him as a safety, though I think he did play some corner early on, and he played pretty dang early in his season or his career. I think he had a broken arm a lot, or I remember him having a cast on his arm that freshman year in 2000. But as a true freshman, he makes the field. A big recruit. Brock Spack did a great job recruiting him, as I recall, out of Michigan. A big get for Purdue, and truly one of the all-time great players.
Yeah, Stewart was a guy like Woodson. The moment he got on campus, he was on the field, a truly special player, and of course picked by the Oakland Raiders. Got to play with time too before he went back to his home state to play for the Lions. Good choice, Alan. Of course, my first pick was Woodson. I'm going to keep him at cornerback, Alan.
Okay.
And my second pick is going to be a safety, Bernard Pollard, another Fort Wayne, Indiana native. Boy, I'll never forget one time, Alan, standing on the Ross-Ade Stadium sidelines before a game. Pollard was playing and watching that guy warm up. I mean, it was very impressive. What a guy, a specimen who's almost built like a linebacker, Alan.
Yeah.
About 6'2", maybe 220 pounds, just a heavy hitter, a very impactful player, very emotional player. Went on to have a very good NFL career with what the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Titans, I think. Mm-hmm. Of course, Alan, you can maybe speak to this since you were around, but I'm sure a lot of listeners remember the practice episode with Bernard Pollard and Joe Tiller.
Yeah.
I guess at one point him and Tiller got into it, and in a fit of emotion, Tiller threw him off the team. And of course, cooler heads prevailed later, but that sort of epitomized the emotion of Bernard Pollard that he brought to the field. That combination of athletic skills and again, emotion and passion made him truly a special player.
He was a stormy dude, no question. And I think you're talking, I don't know if that was 2003. Interesting thing, because Pollard did not play at all in game one in 2003, if you recall, against Bowling Green, a game that Purdue was beaten.
Lost,
And really kind of started that season off in a bad direction. And obviously Purdue rebounded. He started week two against Wake Forest and against a ranked team, the Demon Deacons in Winston-Salem, and Purdue beats them. But Pollard was a three-year guy, left early, and yet probably as talented and as physical defensive back that Purdue's ever had. And I think that's an excellent pick and hard to argue with from that standpoint. I'm going to cheat a little bit, I guess, at least, and take a guy that was a corner at Purdue and put him in. I may keep him at corner, I guess. I've already got a free safety, but who also could play probably both ways in Schweiger. But I'll pick Ricardo Allen, also one of Purdue's second to all-time in receptions. Excellent player, a three-star or low four-star recruit. Was a guy that is obviously playing in the NFL, has had some injuries, but he has gotten an opportunity to become an impactful player for the Atlanta Falcons at safety. And very highly regarded guy out of Florida, and a guy that I think made a big difference for teams that weren't great. We get that. He has teams struggle, but he was an A-list player for Purdue starting in 2010 as a freshman. He played all the way through to his senior year. Four-year player, 13 career interceptions, lots of tackles in there as well. Really good player.
Yeah, just a playmaker. Yep. Great choice there, Alan. So now my pick, my third pick, I got Woodson and Bernard Pollard. I'm gonna go with Steve Jackson.
Oh, good pick.
Of the Fred Akers era. He was in Fred Akers' very first recruiting class. In 1987, I remember covering the 1988 Purdue team, Alan, and even back then, Fred Akers said, Steve Jackson will play in the National Football League. Akers knew right away he had a special player. And like a lot of these guys we've already spoken about, you know, Steve Jackson was a guy who played basically from day one. Took his lumps. There weren't a lot of bright spots during that four-year Fred Akers era. From 1987 to 1990, but Steve Jackson was one of them. and a guy who went on to have a very successful NFL career too. And he was coaching in the league for a while. I'm not sure if he still is. But again, Steve Jackson, he was part of those Houston Oilers teams with Chris Dishman for a while. Unfortunately for Chris Dishman and Steve Jackson, they were on the field for that infamous Buffalo Bills comeback.
Yeah. Yeah.
1991 or 92 season. But anyway, doesn't sully what Jackson did at Purdue or certainly in the National Football League, but he was as what they like to call a cut above, Alan, a special cornerback who stood out when he was at Purdue too.
Yeah, I think, and you know, you look at guys that have had an impact in the league, and all five of our picks so far have been NFL caliber players, guys that played for a while in the league, and I think that it shows of their talent. Steve Jackson also had a brother, John, that came to Purdue and played. Right. I think was recruited by Fred Akers, played mostly with under Coletto, had a big tackle in the game against Illinois where Purdue beat Illinois. He makes the tackle at the goal line that Purdue allows the Boilermakers to win. Yeah, in Champaign. Again, another win against a ranked team. So, all right, I'm going to stick with this. And this is a guy that in college struggled sometimes and had academic issues, but ended up being, and you talked to him recently, but I'm going to stick with the NFL vein here. And I'm going to pick Chris Dishman, also a guy that out of Louisville, Kentucky, recruited to Purdue. Bob Holloway was a guy, you know, Holloway Jim, back in the days when you could do that, really got a lot of people from Louisville. It's kind of before Jeff Brohm, certainly, but Bob helped Purdue recruit a guy named Chris Dishman. Great speed guy, great guy. I think he did run some track, and he didn't fully mature in college in terms of reaching his peak. But when you think about it, when you had Chris Dishman, you had Donnie Anderson, who was another guy that could be picked, and you had Rod Woodson, all in the defensive backfield, all NFL guys. Mm-hmm. Anderson was, what, a second-round pick?
Second-round pick. Yep.
Very, very interesting, but I'm going to pick Chris Dishman. And I will put, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to throw him out as a corner, I think,
in my defense. No doubt. Yeah, He was in the same recruiting class with Rod Woodson, Alan.
Yep.
And as you said, had to miss 1 year for academics, played his final year in the fall of 87. Much better pro than a college player. Boy, he was long and lanky, and he was fast. And like you said, he did run track too. He's had a pretty good life since he retired from the NFL. Good pick there. I'm always a Dishman fan. Alan, I'm going to go with a guy who was primarily a cornerback at Purdue, so he told me, but played safety in the NFL. I'm going to go with Bill Kay. Another former Houston Oiler, like Steve Jackson and Chris Dishman. You know, Bill Kay's right in your wheelhouse. He got to Purdue a year before you in the fall of 77 with Mark Kerman. He was part of Jim Young's first recruiting class. And Bill Kay was arguably maybe the best defensive back in the junk defense. I mean, Wayne Smith was good. Tim Seneff was good. But Bill Kay, you can make a case for him being the best defensive back on those terrific junk defenses that helped lead Purdue to those bowl games, those three bowls in a row that they won from 78 to 80. Bill Kay from Proviso East in the Chicago area. Was a sixth-round draft choice, a hard-hitting guy. He told me, Alan, he played safety early on as a freshman, and he was asked to move to cornerback because of some attrition. And, of course, he told me, he said yes. He wanted to get on the field.
Yeah.
And then Bill, like I said, had a nice career, a hard hitter. You could probably talk even a little bit more about Bill than I, but I remember watching when I was in high school. I was always familiar with Bill. Loved catching up with him. He's had a nice life too, living in the Augusta, Georgia area now. Alan, he's got seven kids. He
good
raised seven
him.
Children. But Bill Kay is going to round out my secondary. So I've got Bernard Pollard and Bill Kay at my safety spots. And on the corner, I got Rod Woodson and Steve Jackson. I think I can live with that.
I think, yeah, you got any team that's got Rod Woodson's going to be good and very, very impressive on that front. This is a tough one, my pick. And my pick so far, I'm going to put Ricardo Allen and Stuart Schweiger. I'm going to cheat on Allen, make him a safeties. Chris Dishman at a corner. I'm going to put another corner of that era a little bit earlier, and you've already mentioned him. Corner Wayne Smith, yeah, who was an all Big Ten level guy, and played again a fair amount in the NFL for Detroit for the Cardinals, I believe, as well.
Yep.
Number 44, had a pick six, mm-hmm, I remember, against Michigan State in a big game in 1979 in a kind of a low scoring affair. I think it was a 14-7 Purdue win. But Wayne Smith, part of the junk defense, and a very good tackler, very good cover guy,
yeah,
and a guy that, you know, I think certainly worthy of consideration. And, yeah, we kind of had an NFL bent to this because these are all eight guys had substantial NFL careers, and that kind of put it a cut above. So now we get to the portion, or my favorite portion of the show, which is all the ones that we don't want to, because we're going to call some of these guys some days and they listen, why did you put me on the list? And there are some, and you mentioned one that I didn't even think about, Tim Seneff, an excellent player from Maryville. But tell me about some of the other guys that you gave strong consideration to.
You know, off camera, Alan, we talked about a couple guys who really should have probably could have easily been on our teams. Two guys who twice earned first team All Big Ten honors. Jimmy Young, cornerback 1991-92, was a first team All Big Ten choice each year. And Mark Foster,
yep,
he was first team All Big Ten in 1987 and in 1988. He was a safety from Philadelphia. I remember watching him. So those were two guys that very easily could have been on this team. Again, twice first-team All-Big Ten choices. Neither guy, I don't think, played a second in the NFL. Neither guy got drafted, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Probably got into camps, but, you know, they had their physical limitations. But at Purdue, very productive guys who earned some very, very nice postseason honors.
Well, you know, and Jimmy Young, and you're right, I don't believe Jimmy Young was picked at all. Mark Foster, not picked.
Nope.
And you know, Jimmy Young was a guy that I think was started as a running back out of New Jersey, I want to say. And they were recruited out of as a running back by Fred Akers and got moved to that position.
Do you remember, Alan? He was a guy that I think in the famous Indiana-Purdue bucket game in Rossage Stadium, he was a guy who picked off Trent Green.
92,
yeah. Yeah, in the north end zone at the very end to seal that game. He was a very – exciting end. I remember being there watching that.
Well, I love to show how old I am and how long I've been watching Purdue football. So I'm going to throw out a couple names. Got one guy you're pretty astute with Purdue sports history, but Carl Capria, who was an excellent track guy, defensive back, played for the Detroit Lions. You know, that's kind of and Carl was also part of the 4x200 or Purdue track team with a guy by the name of Larry Burton, who's on the Hall of Fame. Carl's speed guy, played for the Lions, but they finished, I think that team finished second or third in the NCAA track meet. I can remember watching them in Oregon in the early 70s, but that is one I gave some thought to. Adrian Beasley is a guy I love, and yeah, and again, a very, you know, 11 career interceptions, very solid player. David Pender, Brandon King, both second team all Big Ten. David Pender came to Purdue very athletic, very, very raw, kind of came in late, but I think that also Anthony Brown, another guy that's still playing in the league, you know he's okay. And Frankie Williams, two other guys that were more contemporary that were very good college players. Anthony Brown's become a very good pro with the Cowboys. And I think if I get that, I get my entire list in. I certainly had Jimmy Young and Mark Foster in there. I always loved the Lou Holtz. We used to do those teleconferences at Cary Quad, and Lou Holtz would always call it, hey, the University of Purdue. And he would call it, I said, I can't do the Lou Holtz lisp. But and he talked about the 1988 game, as I recall. And he goes, they got one of the best defensive backs in the country, maybe a Heisman candidate, Mark Foster. And Mark Foster was a good player in college, not a Heisman candidate. But that was kind of like Rick Majerus when he used to talk from Ball State, used to talk about Mel McCants as being a lotto pick, L-O-T-T-O. And so I had some fun with that. But yeah, so my four again: Stuart Schweigert, Ricardo Allen at free safety, Chris Dishman, Wayne Smith at cornerback. And you've got Rod Woodson at corner, Steve Jackson at corner, Bill Kay and Bernard Pollard at free safety. That's
a couple other guys worth mentioning, I think, Alan, Jacques Reeves.
Yes.
And Mike Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Both very good players at Purdue. Both were NFL players.
Yeah.
Reeves had a nice career in Dallas, I remember. Part of those Joe Tiller teams that had so much success there. Couple guys that I had on my list for sure. And Alan, real quick for you, what about Fred Cooper?
Yeah, Fred Cooper, second team All Big Ten, very good player, good punt returner. I can remember returning a punt for a touchdown against Illinois. A very solid defensive back, good tackler as well. So yeah, he would be another guy that would definitely be considered as well that on the list. So we haven't offended anybody, hopefully, but we probably did somebody, but. I like our teams, and I always like this conversation. And I don't know what we'll do next week. We got to do linebackers, tight ends, offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty to talk about as we get ready for the 2020 season. So, Tom, any last parting shots here?
No, you know, Purdue's had a nice little tradition of defensive backs. And like I said, a lot to be proud of, and some guys you brought some good memories to me for sure. You know, Rod Woodson is especially, you know, the 84 Ohio State game. I can go on and on, but a lot of memories of watching that guy at number 26 back there.
Yeah, I can remember his 100-yard kickoff, which was about 110-yard kickoff return against Iowa in 86. Purdue was getting got beat, I think, 42-14, but Woodson runs it back. Just the most elite of elite athletes. Certainly during his time. All right, I want to thank our sponsors, and that's, of course, Follett's, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive, East End Grill, two restaurants open in Lafayette, First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, Home Field Apparel. We'll have an announcement, or we'll be putting some Golden Black branded apparel out there here before long. And thank you all also for listening and watching, and have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all of you for tomorrow. And all of you fathers out there, Tom, certainly for you. And we'll look forward to next week in our Saturday conversation. Thanks for watching and joining us.
Take care.